You're listening to SBS News.
In a small church in Melbourne's far southeastern suburbs, Reverend John Smith stands with his arms outstretched, palms facing the sky, delivering prayers in a powerful Persian monologue. He's encircled by worshippers, all Iranian-born Christian converts, and just a small selection of the more than 500 he's baptized himself. This scene is the realization of a calling that over a decade ago he almost gave his life to answer. Born in Iran to a Muslim family, Reverend Smith attended mosque until he was 18 years old, when as an adult he learned of crimes committed by his imam and began to question his religion. Seeking to learn about Christianity, he secretly attended underground meetings of Christian converts, but he says he was discovered by members of the disciplinary force of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
When they arrested me for the first time, I was held in isolation in a 2-meter-wide cell for 57 days.
His charge was collaboration with a Zionist regime seen as a precursor to apostasy. The Iranian constitution recognizes Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and Zoroastrianism as official religions, but there's no provision under the legal system permitting conversions away from Islam. The United Nations report on human rights in Iran states that although apostasy is not codified as an Islamic penal code offense, conversion is punishable by death in courts governed by Sharia law. Reverend Smith lost over 15 kilograms during his 2 months in prison, but he says the voice of God was unrelenting despite his despair. He sought counsel from Christian sources outside of Iran, and with the help of a group of allies, he said, he established a so-called house church, joining an underground network of Christian converts.
To do this, it is very dangerous in Iran. You have to be ready to die, not just for me, but everyone attending the church. They must accept that they could be arrested and they could die.
In 2006, 6 years after his initial arrest, he was detained again, but this time, he says, the stakes were much higher.
The first time they arrested me, my father could negotiate my release. But my father said if I was arrested again, they could kill me and he would never even find my body.
He says the deaths of Christian religious leaders such as Pastor Hussein Sudman, executed for apostasy in 1990, and the disappearance of Minister Haik Hovsepian Mir in 1994 are well known. But he says there are many others that go unrecorded.
Thousands of Christians who aren't well-known public figures have been killed just because they converted to Christianity.
Before his arrest was officially documented before the courts, Reverend Smith says his father sold a large piece of land to bribe officials to release him. In the months following, he fled Iran with his wife Sarah, eventually applying for asylum in Australia. In 2012, he was granted a refugee visa to come to Melbourne.
It was surprising. When we arrived, there was lots of churches here, so we thought lots of people must be Christians.
In 2013, he began studying Christian theology. He and Sarah moved out to Melbourne, southeastern suburbs, where they bought a house and had 2 children, now 6-year-old Serena and 5-year-old Soren. While studying, Reverend Smith began working with the Chinese Community Church, who later supported him in establishing the first and only independent Persian Methodist Church in the world, called the Iranian Church for Christ. Its emblem is a lion and a sun, symbols from the Iranian flag before the 1979 revolution that overthrew the last Shah of Iran and replaced his government with an Islamic Republic. Each week, over 100 people from the Iranian community attend an evening service that begins with prayers and ends with the sharing of a traditional Iranian home-cooked meal. Iranian-born Hiva Afravi has been a member of the church for 3 years. She says the congregation is more like a family.
It's more than a church, it's as a community because all the Iranian families and they are gathering together the same day and pray and worshipping God and do the...
Parisa Ramak began attending services in 2017.
When you're in Iran, your mind is closed. You don't have many possibilities to learn and explore other things. But when you arrive in a country like Australia, you start to learn so many new things. That's the case for so many from Iran.
Hassan Sokhanran transferred from an English-speaking Christian church.
I actually converted to Christianity in 2014. I went to an English-speaking church then, but I became familiar with Reverend Smith, and coming to church where they speak Persian is a big benefit to me.
A benefit not just to Australian Persian speakers, but those from the language community overseas. In the centre of Reverend Smith's church sits a camera as his sermons are live-streamed to trusted disciples in Persian-speaking countries.
I am trying to facilitate all the Persian speakers from all around the world to connect with our services with these tools.
It's a risky business. Reverend Smith says many Iranian Christian evangelists in Australia fear repercussions for families still living in Iran, and those accessing his sermons from overseas often have to use virtual private networks to access the internet to ensure they aren't being monitored. His services also extend beyond the Christian community. In 2015, Reverend Smith began a food aid ministry, delivering food parcels to refugee and asylum seeker communities. The outreach expanding to include the provision of rental assistance and other types of monetary support during the COVID-19 lockdowns in Melbourne. Those who receive help are from a variety of backgrounds and religions. A founding member of the Iranian Church for Christ congregation, Samuel Delavari, describes Reverend Smith as a great man.
He is one of those brave people who had dedicated his whole life to the community.
Reverend Smith says he is just a humble servant of God, gifted with the chance to fulfill his dreams in Australia.
I say it from the bottom of my heart. We love the Australian people so much. We have never seen anything but humanity and love from the Australian people.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.